If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Today, you'll recall we were speaking about what you can do with your two pots, whether you'll take out of the savings pot. But one of the things that came up, particularly in my discussion with Luke Kanemeyer, the COO of Sweep South, when we were speaking about domestic work and more informal work, was that actually the large majority, or at least 18% of them, spoke about is saving their money in stokvels. And it's not something that is unique to people who work in domestic work or informal work. In fact, many of my friends in investment firms and senior, in fact, people, board members of listed companies have created these sort of more modern stokvels amongst ourselves, not necessarily boma antiza and boma lume. And Nozizwe Vundla is the head of the Sanlam Foundation, who joins us in studio today. She wrote a fantastic article the other day that you might have caught in the Sunday Times. And if you haven't, we can send it to you. Just let me know. Specifically speaking about the importance of this bucket of investment and savings and how it needs to grow. Zizwe, thank you so much for joining us in studio. So excited to hear your perspectives live.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rifilwe. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's just talk a little bit, first of all, about the scale of this market. This is not some small, it may seem small because we all do it in tiny groups, but collectively, according to your article, stokvels comprise at least 50 billion rand of our savings pool in South Africa. How do we get that kind of data?
Indeed. So, we did it through research. We tried to find reliable sources to get that data. But the truth is, Rifilo, I think you're touching on something. I think it really is an unknown. The total is unknown. And it probably is a much larger amount because how do you track it, right? So we know, just in terms of the program itself, I think that nobody yet in South Africa truly has cracked the stokvel story in terms of how to optimize stokvels in an organized way. I think if I'm not mistaken, you grew up in a township in KZN. I grew up in Soweto. And so you have aunts, uncles, you know, whatever, who are in stokvels. It's part of our culture. But what we wanted to do is really build on that really healthy, lovely tradition that we have, but show stokvel members how to formalize what they're doing into very structured savings and investment vehicle. Mm-hmm. We want people to realize the full potential of stokvels for savings and investments. So together with our implementing partners, we really took time out to play and to experiment and to devise what we thought would be an ideal program in order to formalize stokvels. So it's everything, Rifilwe, from helping the stokvels, drawing up a constitution. It is helping them set up, in terms of their office bearers, from the treasurer to whoever will be playing the different roles. It's everything like helping them with a marketing plan. It is helping them with a social media strategy to get out there so that they can get more. So there's a whole and there's an entire curriculum that was built in order to show them, how it is to formalize a stokvel. The second part was that we then exposed the stokvels, because you know how it is. Usually it's like there's a savings account and it's a member savings account, and then everyone, puts the money in there, and it's not exactly the most sort of risk or, yes, most effective way of doing things. So it was exposing them to different types of things like, better types of accounts to put their money into. It was things like then exposing them to various types of financial tools and financial measures. For example, how to use a stock exchange, how to buy into stocks, how to invest in various funds, whether it's property funds or education funds, etc. Really exposing them to the bouquet, the suite of opportunities there are for savings and investments, for them to really maximize their savings.
Moses, well, just help me understand which regulatory body governs stokvels currently?
Yes.
With underneath Treasury?
Sure. So there is a National Association for Stokvels that exists. And then on top of that, there are also other organizations like Stokvela, the other organizations that basically try and formalize what stokvels are doing. So there are a few, but I believe it's called NASASA is the acronym, is the main national body.
So that's a national body. So there's a method to my madness. The reason I ask this is one of the things that we were speaking about when we were speaking the two-part system, we were talking about the toxic implications. We were talking about, and that has everything to do with the fact that legislatively, pension fund contributions are tax exempt.
Yes.
Stock files, just for the uninitiated who might be listening, many people might save all the way to retirement, but you're also able to withdraw on a constitutionalized, as you say, basis.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, just to incentivize saving, whether or not there's a legislative framework we could lobby for where the portion of savings that you put away into stock files becomes a tax-exempt proportion once it's formalized. Is that is that something that, that the foundation is working toward?
Oh, that's so interesting. So we're not in the lobbying business, but I think it would be lovely. I think it would be lovely if that was what that was done. And I mean, you know, within my Sanlam is an entire ecosystem, and perhaps they are part of the business that would like to do that because it makes sense for them. Ours really is to look at beneficiaries and look at what the need is and where the need is, and to empower the beneficiaries like in the ways that I've just explained.
Fair enough. Okay, last point on that. Only to say, the way I see a stock file is that like any other unit trust, it is also a collective investment scheme. So if RAs can be tax exempt, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm
that comes
it.
Down to strategic asset allocation.
Yes.
We'll have a meeting about this later. Let's come back to the social impact beyond savings and investments and why that's so important to the foundation.
So, I mean, that was such a heartwarming part of this. It was a real revelation and such an affirmation of who we are as a people, as African people, because we really just devised, like I said, this curriculum. But to our surprise, every single stock file that we supported, of their own volition, not asked or anything, also then had a social impact initiative. So, for example, you know, the two that I speak about in the article, is one called the Divine Brotherhood, and like as the name says, it's a men only stock file. And what they do in their area is that they go out and they speak to young boys in primary and secondary school about GBV, for example, because they feel that that's an important thing to do. There's another one where it's a woman-only stock file, and what they've done as their social impact initiative is they've grown a vegetable a food garden that you know, people who are in food insecure in the area can eat from. So to the letter, every single one of them had some sort of a social impact. And I think that, you know, in a country like ours, where we not only have, you know, the largest wealth and income inequality disparity in the world, but also on top of that, we've got so many social ills. It's so wonderful to have a program that speaks to both in terms of, you know, that catch-up game that African people have to play in terms of savings and investments, but at the same time, making sure that we are re-knitting the fabric of our society in various ways. And it just gave us goosebumps and touched our hearts, and we were just so pleased in seeing that from the Stockfall members.
I'm really excited to see even further impact coming through the Sanlam Foundation. What if I happen to be listening to you tonight? I have a stock file you might not be aware of amongst, you know, my brotherhood in a different space or sisterhood in a different space. Is it possible for us to contact the Sanlam Foundation, or is this post the study not really the way to do so?
Sure. So we've literally just recruited for the second cohort, but this is a program that we will run every year. We're happy for people to reach out to the Sanlam Foundation, and then we're happy to keep your details on record for the next time we're recruiting the next cohort of stock files. But that's how we can do it. But we've just literally just finished our recruitment process.
I see. And just to be clear, how long does that round go for?
So it's 12 months of the so it's
very immersive.
Exactly. It really is. We really want people to walk away feeling like they really have a grasp on the savings and investments landscape in South Africa. And just because you don't have huge amounts of money, you know, per capita, because with us as a people, our strength is that there's numbers, right? And collectively, we have large amounts. So we want people to understand that you can have small amounts, but together, those amounts can add to really meaningful savings and investments that can really change the trajectory of families' lives. Because ultimately, our aim as a Sanlam Foundation is to break the cycle of poverty. So whether that that's through education. We also run SME programs. There's financial education programs that we run. So ultimately, we are about, you know, like I'm saying, you know, breaking the cycle of poverty in any way that we can. So, yeah, that's you know, what ultimately, whatever means necessary, we will try our best to do that and work with communities. It's very much a collaborative effort with the communities.
You know, the other day, to add to that, I think we underestimate, to your point about creating wealth and moving beyond poverty. I think we underestimate the extent to which wealth is driven by leverage, and leverage driven by collateral, and collateral either driven by generational wealth or theft, like colonialism, for example. But the point being, to the extent, last week, one of Gugu's last interviews, was last show, she was interviewing one of the gentlemen from BASA, the Banking Association of South Africa, and we were speaking about this lack of extension of credit to this missing middle. And combine the Ubuntu and then the collateral and asset base of a stock fell, and you actually probably have not only a smart, now well-guided through Sanlam Foundation, but also extremely, probably maybe the word is noble, lender in the market. So it's a critical role that's being played, and it's excellent that Sanlam Foundation is supporting this very niche and very important part of the market.
Thank you so much, Rufilwe. And just to add a little bit, is that some of the stock files have decided that they actually want to register with the NCR, the National Credit Regulator,
yes.
And they themselves have become lenders. And obviously now people have an option to not go to the Mashonisa in their area. They can go to a stock file of people where there's social capital. They know them. They know each other. And there's also value in that, in the actual stock files becoming lenders as well. So it's just a lovely social inclusion story as well.
It is.
I meant financial inclusion, social and financial inclusion story.
I think that's important. So first of all, one of the things you were speaking about, income disparity, that we know is people on the lower end of income earning tend to be far better repayers of debt in the first place. But also, are you going to run away from your cousin at church when
exactly.
you still owe money to the...
it's
a great accountability measure.
Indeed.
I think I want to invest in Stockfeld. All right. Thank you so much, Nozizwe Vula, for joining us. Nozizwe is the head of the Sanlam Foundation, talking about the really critical role that Stockfelds have to play in our economy. Please check out this article. It was in the Sunday Times a couple of weeks ago, but in particular, I would be happy to pass that on. Get in touch with us. Tweet us at Kaya on air and hashtag Kaya Biz. Or get in touch with us here at the station. So grateful to have you in studio. Please find out more about joining the next cohort, and so that you can get in touch with Nozizwe as well, if you'd like to learn more about corporatizing. Maybe not
formalizing.
Yeah, we are. The late stage capitalism is over. Your particular stock fund.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.